ship coming down! Right in the courtyard between the caves! Look, do you see it?
See it? But how could I not? It's you!
Who is it? I'm freaking out here, Goldie! What if it's another one of those creepy mythological creatures? Like a llama or something?
Steady on, boy. Remember, you're a big lizard. He'll probably be more scared of you than you are of him.
Goldie, are you there, Goldie?
Nothing mythological there. It's Hannah Jo.
Goldie, there you are. It's time to go. Your little leave of absence is over. We need your help, and we need it now.
The Blue Towel Radio Theater presents The Hannah Jo Stories, Episode 12.
Okay, Kara's taking over for the Big Lizard Branch for Galactic God, and I've packed all my souvenir rocks. Now, what's happening? Where is everyone? Where'd you get this ship?
One thing at a time, Goldie. First, lay in a course for the Duck Pig Star System.
The what?
That's where the trouble lies. It started when the Johanna got a distress call from an old friend.
Hannah Jo, come in, Hannah Jo. This is Gemma the Mouse calling from New Mouse Land.
It's Gemma, Hannah Jo. She used to travel with us in the old days before you started the Galactic Guard.
Gemma? Yum.
I remember her from the audio dramas. What's she want?
This is Starbeat, Gemma. You've reached the lead ship for the Galactic Guard. How is everything going?
The Galactic what? I guess I'm a little out of touch. Anyway, we're fine. We just built our first mini golf course and produced our first reality TV show.
Well, that's special, I guess.
We've got our long-distance radios working now, even with our gravimetric fluctuations. And we just heard a strange message from a neighboring world.
This is Kin Kamala, Gemma. What sort of message?
Well, near as I can make out, it's some sort of distress call. I didn't know who else to turn to. We managed to catch a recording of part of it. Let me put it through.
Somebody! Help! Help! We've got big problems here on Duckland! Oh, mama! Somebody's in a grumpy mood! Oh, shit!
I recognize that voice.
Duckland? Look that up, Darby. Thanks, Gemma, for passing this along to us.
No worries. Who is this?
This is Hannah Jo's friend.
Okay. No problem. Give everyone my best!
So that's how it started, Goldie. We got this strange emergency call from Duckland, and of course we had to investigate.
But who was it who sent that message? Was it who I think it was?
We had no way of checking at that point. Nobody else in the Galactic Guard was close by, so we scurried over there as quickly as we could. But it wasn't straightforward, as we soon learned.
All I'm saying, Mayor Mallard, is that this message we heard made it sound like things were pretty bad down there on Duckland.
And I understand that Duckland is doing just fine and can look after its own problems. So, bye!
Well, that wasn't very nice.
That reminds me of the stonewalling we received on Kangaroo Land. And we remember how that turned out.
Wow! I'm so privileged to be flying around with beings who have lived as long as you guys. We're able to draw from this thing called life experience.
We need to check this out. Maybe it's time to go undercover.
Undercover? As ducks?
Good idea. Not all of us, but a small group to limit the chance of detection. Who would be most successful masquerading as a duck?
Well, Curly can fly, and Lucinda can swim.
And I have floppy ears. You know, that look a bit like wings, or something.
Then it's settled. You three head down and find out what's going on Duckland, and the rest of us will monitor from here. But after Alan and the others left, things suddenly became more complicated.
Hannah Jo, we are getting another distress call. This time from Duckland's sister world, Pickland?
Wow, when it rains, it pours, right?
Well, that's the truth, Hannah Jo, because it sounds like rain is the issue. The report is that Pickland is being flooded.
Wow, were they really separate problems, Hannah Jo? Or did they have something in common?
That's what we were wondering as we landed on Pigland in the smudge.
I hate rain. Do I have to go outside? Come on, Keaton Kamala. Buck up. Just put on a hat or something.
And meanwhile, our other friends were thinking that the grass was greener on the other side of their fence as well.
If you ask me, these duck disguises are terrible. They wouldn't fool anyone.
I love this place. Look at all the fancy colors the ducks wear on their plumage. Really, I fit right in.
Well, let's get going and try to find out what's going on. You want to see if you can find anything out from that lady duck over there, Lucinda?
Absolutely, Alan. Hello there, Madam Duck. Quack, quack, quack. How are you today? Those are some fine Presta diamonds on your feet.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Very kind of you to notice. They're fake, of course. Not many real diamonds in these dark days, are there?
Oh, yes. But one can't give in to the pressures of life if it means letting oneself go, can one?
Oh, yes. It's such a pleasure to meet someone else who understands.
Tilda, what are you doing? Who are you talking to?
Oh, just this nice lady duck here having a little talk about the simple things of life.
Are you daft, ducky? Haven't you got eyes? That's no duck.
No duck? What are you talking about? What else could she be?
Indeed, what else? Quack, quack, quackity quack.
I don't know. Some sort of alien bird mutant, I expect. Something that doesn't belong here, anyway.
Uh-oh, Alan. It's not going too well for Lucinda.
Help! Police! There's an alien bird here!
Oh, no, no, no. Well, I guess I am a bird, and... Actually, yes, I have to be an alien to you as well.
Now look, guys, this is just how we reacted on Rabbit Man, but that didn't do us any good.
Another one! Lock them up before they get us all killed!
Come with me, you lot!
It's no good, Alan!
Stop it!
And so, as our friends were struggling on Duckland, we were making strange discoveries over on Pigland. Senator Oink, are you sure we can't continue this conversation inside?
Oh, I'm afraid not, Hannah Jo. We don't really have any insides here, just styes.
Hannah Jo, I'm soaked. I'm going to take refuge in the old chuck over there. Is that okay?
Okay, you go on. Now, one more time, Senator Oink. When did all this rain start?
A couple of weeks ago. It looks like it will continue to flood us out until our world is uninhabitable. That's what the research says, anyway.
Wow, that's really bad.
Yes, indeed. So that's why we're leaving.
Leaving? How?
Well, we're building a fleet of giant space arcs to take all the pigs away to some new world. According to our research, it's the only way.
That seems extreme. Are you sure that's really the only way? That rainstorm doesn't seem too large. It can't be raining everywhere in Pigland.
Oh, it's not. But when we move to another part of the world, the rain clouds follow us. Somehow, it's drawn to us.
That sounds pretty weird. Maybe it's worth taking a closer look at.
Yeah, why don't you and Darby go back to the Johanna and do a bit of checking out? I'll keep trying to learn more here.
You got it. Come on, Daisy.
And meanwhile, our friends on Duckland were getting into more hot water.
Wow! This mission is a flop!
Keep moving! Look, there's the shuttle!
Here we are! Stop them! Aim for the enemy ship!
Oh no! Now what?
Through this alley! Quickly, hop!
Or waddle!
Or fly!
Over there! That yard full of shipping containers! Quick, inside one!
Where did they go?
Oh my, this is quite fancy, at least as dusty hidey holes are concerned. Look at these pallets, jewels, precious metals, riches of every sort from a worldly point of view, anyway.
What's going on here? Why are these ducks so unfriendly? Why are they so scared of us?
And why do they have all these treasures stored away like this?
And at the same time, Kit and Camilla was having a strange encounter of her own.
Phew, that's better. Phew. This old truck is musty. I guess it's not exactly a truck. More of a camper van or a...
It's a Winnebago, you four-legged weirdo!
What the... Who are you? Come out of the dark there and show yourself.
Oh, sure. Leave me stranded here, lost and confused. My memory addled. Just because I'm a duck.
It's Bo. Bo the duck. But what are you doing here?
I'm a prisoner, little cat. And now you are too.
So it was Bo. He's the one who sent that distress call.
At this point, all we knew is that things were getting crazier and crazier. A fact that became even more obvious as I kept talking to the pigs.
Our research has shown us that we need to construct space arcs to find a new place to live. That's our prototype over there.
Oh yes, very nice.
It's sad because it's a beautiful world with lots of resources, but there you go. You can't argue with research.
You keep saying that. What is this research you keep talking about?
Well, we're not very technologically advanced overall, so we hired an outside consultant for that. We're good at that, hiring consultants.
Are you indeed? And who did you hire this time?
Oh, a little group called Pig Flood Disaster Researchers. We've been talking by radio. When we found them, we thought they're exactly who we need. They're located in a little satellite around Duckland.
As you can imagine, I reeled at that little revelation. After that, I tried to check in with Alan and found out what they'd been dealing with.
That's the scoop, Hannah Jo. They're scared, but we don't know why yet.
Scotty, get over here. We've got to prepare the next container for the pickup. Number 46.
Yes, sir.
Those guys are close. Are we in container 46?
I think it's the next one over.
But what about those alien mutants, sir? I couldn't help but to wonder, what if they could help us? Then we wouldn't have to...
Scotty, the council decided on what to do. We gotta help make it happen. Now get that container secured. I'll get the crane ready.
Hang on a minute, Hannah Jo. Maybe there's someone here we can ask some questions.
Hi, friend!
What the?
How are you?
Alien mutants! Help!
Not so fast, my young friend. Just as you surmised, we may be in a position to render assistance. If only you'll tell us what's going on here.
You wanna help us? I don't know.
Listen, young duck. I remember being like you, full of fear and mistrust in my first days of life. But now, seasoned by the experience that comes with the last 2 weeks, I have learned that you have to extend trust every once in a while.
Okay, but not out here where someone can see us. Let's go back into your shipping container and I'll try and fill you in.
So, tell me exactly how all this started, Scotty.
Oh, it used to be so simple and easy here in Duckland, before the trouble began. We would spend our afternoon sipping lemonade on the veranda, nibbling at watercress sandwiches.
Oh, loot-dee-doot-dee-doo. That sounds lovely.
Oh, it was. But then one day, a fearsome menace appeared from the sky and demanded that we start paying all our riches and fineries and fancy things.
Even the fancy hats?
Especially the fancy hats. And our water. It was terrible.
Hannah Jo, we're finding stuff out. Let me call you back.
So we hung up. Quickly, I ran to where Kit and Kamala had gone.
Don't take another step. It's possible, just possible, that I've rigged this ship to blow.
What?
One false move might set it off.
It's Bo Hannah Jo. It's Bo the Duck.
Hannah Jo, I remember that name, but I don't recognize you.
Bo's a bit addled, Hannah Jo.
Oh, sure. Just call me addled, because I can't remember how I got here, and I think everyone's out to get me. You'd think that, too, if you knew what was going on Duckland. They clunked me on my little duck noggin, and I crashed on this rainy land. The rain doesn't bother me, though. You know what happens when it rains on a duck, Goldie? It just rolls right off.
Goldie? Goldie isn't here.
I remember Goldie, a sweet little stuffed cat. Goldie, is that you?
No, I'm Kit and Kamala.
Oh, sure. Just pretend you're Goldie. You cat faker.
Look, Bo, I am a real cat. Goldie is a stuffed fantasy creature.
I don't care. I want Goldie. Goldie is my friend.
Bo, I know Goldie. I can go get Goldie even if you want.
Oh, sure. Just try to trick me into letting you go. But you take one step out of here to warn the ducks, and I'll tell the ship to blow.
Hannah Jo, do you really think the ship is rigged to explode?
I doubt it, but I don't want to take any chances. Bo, if I go get Goldie and bring her here, will you let my friend go and tell us what's going on with Duckland?
Well, sure, that sounds lovely.
Okay, hang tight, Kit and Kamala. Big Lizard Land isn't far, so I'll be back in a jiff.
And that's it? That's where you came to get me?
Yes, but it wasn't as simple as that. Remember, Darby had taken the Smudge to check out the storm, so I needed another ship, and I could only see one available. And, let me tell you, Senator Oink was none too happy.
Hey! Stop it! Stop stealing our prototype, Spacer!
Sorry, Senator, but I need this more than you!
You stole this ship?
Yeah, not the sort of example to be setting as the head of the Galactic Guard, I know. And worse, I couldn't see any sign of Darby or Daisy on my way out. It was like they had disappeared.
Oh no! What do you think happened to them?
I don't know. I've called in reinforcements, but they'll be a while in getting here. Until then, we've got our work cut out for us. And it all seems to come back to a duck named Bo.
And so I looked him in the eye. I looked him in the eye and I said, "You are really short, but a little duck like me could be looking you in the eye."
Bo, I think we've heard enough stories for today. How about we play Sleepy Lions now? Oh, I'm so sleepy.
What are you trying to pull, you little fake Goldie? I was playing Sleepy Lions when your grandfather was in diapers.
Bo, is that you? What are you doing here?
Goldie, is that you? The real you?
As real as I ever was. But are you the real you? I thought you were part of Chinese Dream in Dreamland.
Am I the real me? Oh, sure. Just doubt my reality just because I'm a talking duck who travels around the dimensional highways in a souped-up Winnebago with raising decals.
Look, Bo, I heard you asking to see me. Well, here I am.
I remember you, Goldie. That cute little ball of animated fluff from Dreamland. I think I remember you because... I trusted you.
Wow, Bo. That's a nice thing to say.
It's true, Goldie. You're sort of inherently trustworthy.
And it seems I gravitate toward folks like you. Okay, let me tell you my story.
Great, but could you make it snappy? Our friends are in trouble.
That's no surprise if they're on Duckland. I thought it would be a refuge. You know, ducks. Just the thing I needed to get out of the funk I'd been in since coming out of Dreamland. But unfortunately, it turned out pretty bad.
Because the ducks were paranoid and hostile?
No! Because they displayed that attitude of cultural haughtiness that drives me crazy. Huh, maybe that's what happened to me.
Keep going, Bo.
Hey, don't tell me to go, little cat.
Bo, please.
Okay, because you said please. Anyway, suddenly things began to change. I guess it was the slowly evolving social climate. Or perhaps it was the slight shift in the political trends, coupled by the decrease in the supply of fancy hats. But mostly...
Yes?
Mostly it was when that giant bug appeared in the sky and began demanding everyone's money and water.
We had to comply. What choice did we have but to comply when our very existence was threatened?
But this existence, it was threatened by a big bug?
Not just a big bug. The bug. A really big bug. I mean, you may think you've seen a big bug before, but not like this. This is a really big bug.
Well, this seems a bit silly.
I don't know. I've seen some pretty big bugs in my days.
What's that?
Oh no, it's here! I haven't gotten anything ready!
Alan, look! In the sky! What is that, a ship?
No, that's no ship. That's the bug!
So, my little ducklings, where is my treasure?
Okay, that's a really big bug.
I know you think I'm crazy, and maybe I am, but I'm telling you the truth. A giant, terrifying bug that threatened to squish us all with its mandibles of death unless Duckland sacrificed its water from its lakes and streams and all its wealthy trappings.
But what does a bug want with all that?
Who knows? The ducks were too scared to ask. And when I tried to leave, that's when things turned really ugly. That violated the bug survival protocols they'd put in place. They hit me with one of their stun beams and I ended up crashing here. But before I did, I noticed something a bit weird about that bug.
You mean besides the fact that it was gigantic and capable of unaided space travel?
Yes! It was the radio signal my ship detected, which led me straight from the bug to Pigland.
We've got to get up there and find out what's happening. And what happened to Darby and Daisy?
Back to the stolen space ark? Stolen?
We don't need no stinking space ark. We've got my Winnebago. Remember, this baby got me here from Duckland, and it can get me back.
You said it crashed.
Well, I was still dazed then, wasn't I? But not anymore. And my ship is right as all this rain.
What about the explosives? You said we were wired to blow.
Explosive? Where'd you get that idea? I just meant that I stuck some bubblegum on the exhaust pipe.
I will repeat myself one more time. Where are my treasures?
Maybe I should fly up there and deal with this bug face to face.
Don't be absurd, Curly. It's too high.
Besides, have you seen the size of that thing? It would squash you like a bug.
Scotty, you must have some radar instruments or something we can use to check out that bug.
Sure, but it's restricted. I could get in a lot of trouble.
More than you already are?
Good point.
Okay, we are approaching the storm cloud, but there's no sign of Darby or Daisy.
Wow, this chip of yours is great, Bo. What'd you get?
That's a long story, Goldie. Maybe someday, if you're lucky, I'll tell it to you.
Darby, Daisy, come in. Are you there?
There's something funny about this cloud, Hanajo. It almost doesn't look real.
That's what I thought, as I went screaming past it in my Winnebago. I even thought I might have seen something lurking inside of it. Something strange.
All right, let's figure this out. How can we get a closer look?
Well, the Winnebago here has got some fancy souped-up extras in the engine. Don't tell the cops. I can get a mighty good puff coming out of the exhaust.
Enough to blow away that cloud? Sounds great! And a little absurd!
Hannah Jo, Alan is on the line.
Alan, what's happening? Are you guys okay?
It's pretty crazy here, Hannah Jo, but we're making progress. We're dealing with a giant space bug that's been extorting the residents of Duckland for gold and water, but we're trying to make friends with the local populace.
What are you doing here? You can't just burst into the bug supply ship control room, you crazies!
Calm down, Mr. Mallard, and let us look at those sensor readings.
They're trying to help us.
I'm growing impatient. You have only a few more minutes to deliver what I have demanded, or buggy death will follow. Have you seen my giant mandibles?
Hear that, Hannah Jo? That's the giant bug. But there's something familiar.
Alan, we need your help here!
Okay, I'll call you back.
Look, we told you to leave us alone. Look at the trouble you've caused.
Listen here, Mayor Mallard. Look at this telemetry. I knew there was something suspicious about that bug. According to these sensors, it's artificial.
Artificial?
There you go. A big fake. Just like those fake diamond press studs on everyone's feet.
But why?
Probably because it's been too much for your ducks to give up their real diamond so abruptly.
No. Why has the bug done this at all?
To scare you? What else? You probably don't realize it because you've been living under the curse of this fear for months. Your whole generation doesn't remember that there was once a time when your forebears would waddle around in freedom.
I don't know what he's talking about, but I think these strange alien mutants are right. We can't live like this forever.
That's right, Mayor Mallard. It's time to expose that bug for what it is. All we need is a ship. Ours is out of action, but I do have another idea.
Okay, everyone ready? Let's go!
It's working. The cloud is clearing. It looks like a ship, but not an ordinary ship. A ship like a big watering can. And it's pouring water.
Well, I guess we know where all the water from Duckland is going to.
According to the sensors, there are about 40 life forms on that ship, mostly marsupial in nature.
Hannah Jo, look! There's the Johanna. It's been trapped.
Boat, do you have any weapons?
Are you kidding? This whole ship is a weapon. Think of it as a flying brick.
Oh.
Hang in there, Daisy. I'm sure help is on the way.
Ah, hello, my prisoners. I hope you're finding your little cells comfy, cozy.
Pinocchio, the Dread Space Highwayman, just as I thought.
Oh, really? What tipped you off? The dramatic flair of our crimes?
Well, that and the fact that this ship is manned by dozens of little kangaroos. Once I saw them, I figured you weren't far behind.
Well, you figured correctly. I came to let you know that some of your other friends have turned up. They should be joining you shortly.
Pinocchio! Come in, Pinocchio!
What is it? Can't you tell I'm here gloating to our prisoners?
I'm sorry, but that flying camper van thing is on the move! They're heading right towards us! Our generators are failing! And we're boarded!
Every available guard to the crash site! I'm coming to the control room!
Darby, what's happening? Are you okay?
I'm fine. In fact, I'm better than fine. That press shorted out the electric lock on my cage. I'm free! And in a minute, you'll be free too.
Good flying, Bo.
Just like that time I visited the Norwegian space station.
Come on, guys, or we'll lose the element of surprise.
This way, guys. This is the direction of the only non-kangaroo life forms we could read. Bo and Goldie, you know what to do.
You got it, Hannah Jo. Come on, Fluff Bucket. Let's get this baby wrapped up again.
They're coming, Bo! What are we going to do?
Don't fret, Goldie, because this time-traveling, dimension-hopping, space-faring Winnebago also tries. Yee-haw, baby!
Wow, look at all this gold and jewels, and fancy hats.
Stay on target, Kit and Camilla. I think, hey, there they are, Darby!
Kit and Camilla, Hannah Jo, I knew that had to be you.
We came as soon as we could. So, kangaroos, eh?
The Dread Space Highwayman Pinocchio, in fact. They took us by surprise with a tractor beam when we got too close, and Daisy was hurt.
Oh, my bushy tail.
Well, I'm pretty sure we've shut that down. Get Daisy to the Johanna. Kit and Camilla, you go with them and get down to Pigland. I think they'll be able to help. I'm going to find Pinocchio.
Okay, your bugginess. The last ship is on its way now.
Good. I was concerned I was going to have to get ugly and bugly.
Oh dear, I do hope Alan knows what he's doing. It'd be a pity if we can't get this world back to normal. It's so nice. The sort of place one could settle down.
You'd want to settle down? I can't imagine it myself.
Well, certainly the Galactic Guard is a worthy cause, but I never really saw being an adventurer explorer as a lifetime calling, if you know what I mean.
Hey, what is this? Your last cargo ship is coming in a lot faster than normal.
Don't worry. We're just trying to make up for lost time.
No, it's too fast. Do you have someone on board?
And what if we do? Why not just grab it with your mandibles of death?
Oh, but they're a little sore. No!
Hey,
did it! He crashed right into it!
The bug, though! What happened? It just disappeared!
Alan here, guys. Stand by. I'm checking it out. Okay,
What do you see, Alan?
Well, as near as I can tell, guys, the bug didn't disappear. She popped.
What? Like a balloon?
But that's ridiculous. How could we be fooled by a balloon?
You heard me right. It popped. The bug was a giant balloon, specially pressurized for space travel. But who was controlling it? There! I've got something. It's a ship, guys. A very small ship. Okay, Ms. So-called Bug. Who are you, really? Let me just get this view screen activated and... I can't believe it!
Ah, so you see me face to face at last.
What is it, Alan? What do you see?
Well, you're not gonna believe it, guys, but the bug is really... a bug.
Huh?
Just a normal-sized one, judging by her ship.
You're one of Hannah Jo's comrades, aren't you? I might have known. You Galactic Guardsmen have caused me a fair amount of trouble, I don't mind saying. It really stings me up.
Well, I can't quite bring myself to say I'm sorry for that, Bug.
No surprises there, I guess. But you can tell Hannah Jo and all your other cronies in the Galactic Guard that I'll be keeping my eyes on you. And next time we cross paths, you might not be so lucky.
You can tell her yourself from prison after all the trouble you've caused here and on Pigland.
Well, my friends on Pigland will have to sort out their own problems. But for me, my dear chipmunk, I'll be bidding you adieu for now.
What? I'm a rabbit.
Oh, I never could tell you mammals apart. Bye!
Hey, wait!
Alan, what happened?
The bug ship. It was tiny, but super fast. It zapped its way out of here. I'm afraid we've lost her.
Were we really fooled by a tiny bug in a giant space balloon? This is really embarrassing.
Pinocchios! The last ship that crashed into us is still causing more damage. There are reports from all over, and I can't raise the boss on the radio at all!
Oh, this is no good. It may be time to cut our losses. Jocelyn, prepare my personal shuttle. Make sure there's plenty of gold on board.
Sure. And should I sound the general abandoned ship alert?
Once I get away. I want to beat the rush. In the meantime, launch a couple of missiles down onto Pigland. That will teach them to defy us.
Yes, sir.
Lay that order, Skippy.
Oh! You! Hannah Jo! Of course. Curse your interference.
Come on, Pinocchio. Aren't you glad to see me? I enjoy our get-togethers. At least you're from the time I actually remember, so I find that kind of refreshing.
Now, stay back, Hannah Jo. This electro stunner is fully charged.
You've got one shot, Pinocchio. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. First, let's do a little review of your evil plan. Your friend, the bug, blackmails Duckland for riches and water, and you use the water to fake this rain. But why?
Oh, you'll never guess.
For money, right? The duck's money is just to pay for you kangaroos.
Oh. Very good.
Well, you've always basically just been muscle for hire. And the bug, she's your boss, the one who was disguised as me. But what is she after?
That's enough of all this talk. It's time to finish this. One press of this button and those missiles will destroy the Pigland capital.
No, stop!
What? What is it?
Yeehaw, baby! Now that's what I call living!
Oh no, Hannah Jo! She's hurt!
You're too late, you strange creatures! I've launched two missiles that will destroy the capital of Pigland. And then I'm off to my escape capsule.
No! How could you?
How could I not? Ha! Hannah Jo was a fool to try to stop me alone.
Well, maybe she's not as alone as you think.
Attention, strange craft shaped like a giant watering can. Cease and desist all hostilities. This is F-23 of the Galactic Guard Defense Fleet. We have shot down your missiles. You are surrounded.
No, no, what can I do?
Come out with your hands up.
You're not going anywhere, Pinocchio. Face it, you're nicked.
Hannah Jo, are you awake?
Daisy, are you okay?
I'm getting better. How about you?
Feeling a little dizzy. Where are we?
A hospital in Duckland. We've been roomies. Hey, guys, she's awake.
Oh, good. Good to see you, Hannah Jo.
Oh, hey, guys. Good to see you, too. Is everything okay?
It's looking pretty good. F-23 and the fleet stopped the missiles, and Pinocchio and most of his gang have been captured.
Wow, way to go with the last-minute rescue, F-23.
If I was capable of primitive organic emotions, I'd say it was my pleasure.
But I'm afraid the bug escaped. Her ship was too fast to track.
But at least things should be better for the pigs soon. They're hard at work digging irrigation ditches and drain tunnels, so their world should be back to normal in no time.
And more than that, as they dug out the tunnels, they found something the pigs had never seen before.
It was a rich vein of Cosmo-Destructo Adium, something commonly used in many dangerous weapons.
That must have been it.
If the bug had gotten a hold of that, it would have been those kangaroo landmines all over again.
And by controlling both worlds in this system, she would have been able to basically do whatever she wanted with impunity.
She's a nasty one, that bug. If only she hadn't gotten away.
Next time, Alan. You remember how long it took us to catch up to the fox.
So, this is where they've got you hiding out, is it?
Bo?
I just came to take my leave, Hannah Jo. Now that those ducks are sorted out, I'm ready to get back to once again exploring the dimensional byways of the cosmos.
Oh, Bo, do you really have to go?
I don't have to, Goldie. I want to. This place is a little too stale for me. But don't worry, I'll miss you most of all.
Well, so long, Bo. Thanks for all your help.
And I hope you're feeling better.
Oh, sure. Just hold it against me for crazily keeping you prisoner until I was allowed to talk to an old friend that I barely knew, just because I'm a duck. Keep an eye on this lot, Goldie. They really know how to hold a grudge. See you later, clowns!
Wow. Do you think he was real all along, Hannah Jo? Or was he just part of the dream that got away like Goldie?
No idea. Either way, the universe has to put up with him now. So, how much longer until we head back to HQ? I could use a bath.
Oh, any time now. The fleet has already left, and the Johanna is waiting to take us home.
And where's Lucinda? Did she go home with the fleet?
Oh, no. I'm afraid not. It looks like Lucinda is not returning with us, Hannah Jo. She's opted to stay here.
Really?
Yes. She seems like she's really found a place that she feels that she can call home.
Please, pass me another of those watercress sandwiches with the seedy mustard.
Oh, of course. They are delightful, aren't they?
Well, I think it's the seedy mustard that really gives them their zing. That and this fancy ornate china.
Oh, this old stuff. You really think so? I was afraid it might clash with my multi-tone cushions here in the drawing room.
Oh, absolutely, Scotty. It has a refined, dignified air.
It's almost as lovely as these new feathery shoes that I picked up for an absolute scream at the boutique recently.
Oh, Lucinda, you do have such exquisite taste.
Oh, thank you. A little flattery can lighten the spirit, can it not? Now, what say, ladies, that while the men are sipping their port, we retire to the music room and enjoy a few ditties on the grand piano?
Oh, yes, I am marvelous.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I think I'm really going to enjoy it here.
But don't worry, Hannah Jo. I'm sure she'll also help them find their feet again.
I'm sure she will. I have no doubt that all of Duckland will benefit from her presence. But now, time to go home, I think.
Sounds great. Have a word with the hospital ducks, Darby, while I go get the ship ready.
What about you, Goldie? You coming back with us?
Definitely. I enjoyed Big Lizard Land, but I think that season is over. It's off of you guys onto another journey.
And off to another adventure, I hope. Huzzah! Tally-ho!
Hannah Jo?
Yes, Daisy?
Are you getting your memory back?
What? What makes you say that?
Well, you said something about remembering your battles with the fox.
I did, didn't I? You know, maybe I am. Maybe that shock I got from Pinocchio did some good. There's something swimming around in there. I guess we'll just have to wait and see where it all lands.
This has been the Hannah Jo Stories, Episode 12, starring Ben McClure, Andrea Lysagong, Angela King, Jessica Erickson, Alyssa McClure, Matthew Kaufman, Anis Erickson, Johanna McClure, Richard Blake, Chris Adams, Rod Lobaugh, Jenny Hinspeter, and Laurel McClure, with Violet Wilkin and Laura Lutkin. This has been a Blue Towel Radio Theater production.
These boots are made for walking!